Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, guys. How are we doing? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to a brand new episode. This week's episode's a fun one. This week we're going to cover green flags because we've done red flags for boys and girls, but now we're going to do it in the sense of positive flags for friendships and boyfriends.
We are going to stop being negative Nancy's.
Yeah, we thought, you know, it's only fair.
So. No, but also like a lot of boys DM'd in. Not a lot of boys, but like some boys DM'd in and they were like, you're always talking about what we can't do. You should make an episode of what we should do, like green flags.
Yeah, which I think is fair.
Which I think is fair. And I was like, you know what? Maybe this is good. So we did a little question box on Instagram or our stories, and we asked you guys to send in your green flags. So yeah, we're going to go over all of them now.
Here we go. Okay, so starting with friendships, the first one we have is friends that check in on you.
Yes. I think that's definitely a green flag.
I do. I think it's so important. And as you get older, you really realize like, you know, it means a lot when someone's not only texting you like, hey, let's go do this. They're also saying like, how are you? How was your day? You know, just like seeing, like genuinely seeing if you're good.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, that's a huge thing for me in my life. I know that.
Yeah. Even when you're like, you know, going through a certain, like a little bit of a rough period that they like check in on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's bare minimum.
And even without like.
Yeah. Just all the time. Really.
Yeah. Like, hey, you never how know. Are you? Like just staying in touch. Mm-hmm. You don't have to text each other every single day, but like, you know.
It doesn't even have to be a text, but you know what I mean? Like when you see someone, if they're just genuinely checking to see that you're, how you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like when you see someone, like, how are you really doing? Not just like, oh, I'm fine. No, like, how are you really doing? Like, tell me what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Then the next green flag that you guys sent in is a friend who is supportive of your wins.
Yeah, I feel like this is like a really common one. It's so important that you have friends that are, because you notice sometimes when there's people who you might say that something really amazing has just happened in your life and they'll literally be like, oh, that's cool. What were we going for dinner? You know, like they just don't even acknowledge.
Yeah. They don't even listen.
I've definitely had that and I'm not friends with those people anymore. So it's just so true.
Me too. Or like when, for example, with the podcasts, like I could really see when we started podcasts, who was like supporting me and who wasn't. Mm-hmm. Like some girls, like I would meet them up. They wouldn't even say anything. They wouldn't be like, oh my God, like I saw you start a podcast. Oh my God, so exciting. Like it's just two sentences.
Yeah.
One sentence. They completely ignored it. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. It's like really some easy and it's,
yeah.
It's free, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just really a big ask. So if your friends can't even do that, I mean.
Yeah.
Are they really your friends? I don't know.
Exactly. That's what I feel as well.
The next one that we have is friends that make an effort to see you.
Yeah.
Again, bare minimum.
Bare minimum. But
do you know what I mean? Like there are people, friends that you think are your friends that you might speak to all the time, but either you're the one that's always texting them to make plans and it's not reciprocated, or or maybe you just don't even really see them that often.
Yeah.
In general.
I don't think like seeing a friend very often makes a good friendship. Like I have friendships who I don't see very often, yeah. but every time we see each other, it's lovely. But I do agree, like it has to be a two-way street at the end of the day.
Yeah, like you shouldn't be texting them to hang out first every time. Like that,
yeah.
that's a huge red flag for me in friendships. Because like, I do not do that anymore.
Yeah, like we all have a life in the end and like we're all busy. Like you should still make time for your friends and like you should make an effort to see each other. The next green flag that you guys sent in is a friend who's a battery charger, not a battery drainer.
Yeah, this one's so true. And I think I only really realized this maybe the past like couple years that if you feel exhausted after being with your friend for like an hour or two, like that's not normal. Like you shouldn't leave a friend date or like dinner with your friend feeling like, oh my God, I can't wait. Like, no, you should feel like uplifted and like
yeah.
just happy.
Exactly. Like meeting someone in your free time, it's supposed to make you feel better. And like, you know, it's supposed to be a battery charger because like your work and whatever is probably a battery drainer with most yes. people. You know what I mean? Like day-to-day life and like the routine and whatever. Mm-hmm. So like going out for dinner with someone or like meeting up with your girlfriends, it's supposed to, like you said, uplift your mood and make you happy. And like yeah. really, like you need to go away from your friend. You need to be like, oh my God, I'm so happy I saw her. Like yeah. I'm ready now for the coming week.
Yes.
But if that's not the case, that is a red fucking flag.
Yeah, it really is. And I've definitely had friendships where I didn't feel in a, like a good way after leaving, spending time with them. And it's so true. And it's so important actually as well. It's like, you know, you don't want to surround yourself with negative energy or negative relationships. Like friendships shouldn't be hard work, like super yeah. hard work. It shouldn't be like complicated. Like it should just work. Like, yes, of course, there's going to be like ups and downs, but like, it shouldn't be like every time you see them.
No.
Like, that's not normal. No. People try and normalize that in their minds, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's not normal.
I agree.
That's toxic. Toxic behavior. Okay, the next one we have is when friends respect your boundaries.
Mm. Yes.
Which is like, some friends just don't know that that's a thing, I feel like, in friendships. They think that they are just like, you're glued together. And that's like fine. That's how yeah. it's gonna be. No.
I feel like this can be seen in obviously many scenarios. I've definitely had that in my life before. Like friends that don't respect their boundaries.
Me too. Yeah, I think it's really important that your friends do know what your boundaries are. And they were like, one, they need to know what they are. Okay, so you need to make it clear what they are. But then they also need to respect them. Like if you say you don't want to do something, they should not text you again and be like, oh, are you sure? Please, please. Like, that's crossing the boundary.
I agree.
The amount yes. of times people do that to me are like...
Same.
This was much more when I was younger. It's just mean and it's unfair. And it's like, I already told you no, don't make me say it again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You have it in like different scenarios, obviously. But some people, it also depends. Like, not everyone's the same. If you have energy to run a marathon every day, it doesn't mean your friend has the energy yeah. to run a marathon every day.
Yeah.
Like people have different energy levels. Some people need more alone time, you know, like some people don't want to go on a walk every day. Maybe they want to chill on the couch, yep. you know,
exactly.
Like maybe they don't want to go for dinner. Like it's as many different scenarios, many different personalities. But I feel like if this person is your friend and if your person says, no, I'm not really feeling it, you shouldn't push.
Yeah. You shouldn't push.
You shouldn't push your own wants and needs.
Yeah, it's a bit selfish and it's
yeah.
it's not going to make for a good friendship anyway, so I don't know why anyone would want to do that. Like for me personally, when people do it to me, I literally will text them back and be like, "Trust me, you don't want me there. You're not going to have fun. I'm going to ruin the vibe. Like, why would you try and get me to come when I don't want to come?"
Yeah, literally.
Does it make any sense?
That's actually a very good tip.
Like I say it politely. I'm like, "Trust me, you don't want me there."
That is like, actually a very good tip. I'm going to start saying this. I will ruin your night with my mood and with my personality.
I'm in a bad mood. You don't want me there, okay?
No, yeah, I agree. I feel sometimes in friendships, it's just, I'm like, are you really my friend or am I just like an entertainment buddy?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Am I just someone who you want to go out with and get drunk with?
Yeah, like, am I just there for entertainment and for company purposes? Or do you actually want to be my friend to be my friend? And sometimes, yeah. Because with those people who don't respect your boundaries, and also honestly, it's biting them in the ass because I will just not want to hang out with you anymore in the future. I will literally just ignore you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're pushing them away.
Yeah, like next time when you're going to be like, oh, can we go out for dinner? I'll be like, no, I'm out of the country, even though I'm not.
Yeah, then it starts making you like make stuff up. Yeah. It's just like, this is how a toxic relationship starts. So, like,
exactly.
And also, sorry, but you shouldn't be friends with people that make you feel like you have to lie to them or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But like,
which I've also had to learn.
Yeah, but if they don't respect your boundaries, they make you lie.
Exactly.
Or like, what are you going to say if I'm not in the country? So I'm like, well, I'm not in the country.
Can you come back, please?
Yeah. Like, I am in the country. I'm literally living two streets from you, maybe. But I'm telling you, I'm not in the country.
Yeah.
Because you can't argue with that, you know?
No, exactly. The next friendship green flag that we have is when they don't gossip.
Yeah.
Which I think we've spoke about this many times.
We're
big, firm believers in this. I mean, don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, I'll have a little bitch about something to my close friends. But, you know.
A little bitch fit.
Of course. Like, everyone does it a little bit. Like, it's fine. But, like, if every single time you meet up with someone and all they're doing is talking bad about other people, it's like...
It's just exhausting. Again, bad redrainer.
Also, like, especially when you just meet someone and, like, you're going for, like, coffee or, like, you know. Say, like, when you and I first met.
Yeah.
Imagine if I was sat there telling you all about all these girls I don't like and all this stuff. That like, would have been weird. That's just weird. But people do it.
I would have not met you for a second time. I would have been like, this is a very negative person. Yeah, why is she bashing like, everyone?
Yeah. Who are you? Weird.
It makes someone think that you'll also bash about, you know, exactly. The person you're speaking to.
You'd feel very insecure. I would feel really insecure meeting up with that person again, thinking, is she going to tell people things about me? You know,
yeah, like, probably. Yeah,
which she will. So yeah. Definitely a red flag.
Yeah.
When people do that.
So if you don't gossip, it is a green flag.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not twisting it around. Don't gossip? Good.
Okay, so the next one then is someone who doesn't judge, someone who accepts you fully, and you can completely be yourself around them.
Yeah. This one I like. Huge green flag. So rare as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it's quite rare. Like, it's something that usually takes like a long time to...
I agree.
They're comfortable a bit. It takes a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think not judging people is like the bare minimum, actually.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's kind of like the same with gossiping. Like, if they're saying like, oh my God, do you see that girl's bag or like something like that? It's like, do I want to be friends with someone like that? No. Green flag if you don't.
I agree.
Talk about it.
I agree. I also think it definitely takes a long time in friendship to get to that point. And I don't think all of your friendships are like that. I think you're lucky to have one friendship who's like that.
I was going
to
say, yeah, it's quite rare. And actually, the next one is like really... Not really rare, but it does take a certain relationship, friendship, and it does take time. Like, no one's going to have this straight off the bat, you know, when you first meet someone, which is comfortable silences.
Such a green flag.
Yeah. Like, someone who you don't have to be talking all the time. Like, you can just sit there and it's comfortable. And, like, a lot of friendships aren't like that. So, like, when you do have one, it's like, it's just so nice.
It's just comfortable silence. I have that with you, actually.
Yeah, we have that.
Liz
and I still on this over hours, like, on our phone.
We're, like, on our phone. Literally, sometimes I'm like, should I tell her, like, Millie, we're not going to talk now? But, like, you get
no,
it.
And
I'm
I
like,
get it.
I'm like, the girl gets it. We're just going to shut up for a bit.
We're going to edit our photos, okay?
Like, we talk all shit all time, all day. Like, I just want to shut up.
No, we get it. Yeah. And I have that with, like, maybe, like, 2-3 other people in my life, and that's it.
That's it.
Like, literally other than that, if I meet up with a friend, I'm like, you know, I need to be communicating with them. I feel like I
else
can't
it's
just
awkward.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. But also, again, this is also a personality thing. I only have this with my friends who are like a little bit introverted.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm an introverted extrovert.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you too. Like, when I'm at a party, I can be very extroverted, whatever, but I am very introverted by nature. I learned how to be extroverted.
Yeah. We definitely switch off.
Yeah.
Sure. And then I know what you mean. There are people that don't.
People don't switch off. Like, I have sometimes friends and I'm like, can we please shut up now for an hour? And they're like, oh, but it's so boring. I'm like, no, I need it. Like, I'm definitely someone who needs my alone time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not alone time, but just like silence.
No, I'm the same. No, I do need alone time. And I really love being alone. And like, I love spending time with myself. So it's like, when I don't get to do it, it definitely affects my mood.
Comfortable silence. Huge green flag. Yeah. Huge green flag. I love that. If I can have comfortable silence with you, you are a real one.
Yeah, no, exactly. Honestly, that is such a good test, though. Like, if you, I mean, again, it depends on the person. Maybe you don't like comfortable silences yourself, so then that doesn't make sense. But yeah, I think it's a huge green flag.
I think so, too. It's a yes for me. Okay, so the next one, I think that's a really big one as well. Big, big green flag is someone who can tell the truth to your face, even if it's painful. Like, someone who won't lie to you.
Yeah. Well, I actually saw this on, like, some reel or TikTok. And it was, real friends are friends that you can ask them a question. They'll tell you the truth and you won't get mad at them for telling you the truth, like, because you know they're coming from a good place. They're not, you know, like, say so there's some people out there I would ask, and if they told, maybe you don't even ask. They just tell you, like, that jacket really doesn't suit you. But, like, you know them and you love them because they're your real friend, so that you don't get mad.
But you also believe them because you know it's coming from a good place.
Yeah, it's not like someone on the random on the street's like, that jacket doesn't look good on you. You'd be pissed.
Yeah, you'd be like, what the fuck do I care, you? Fucking bitch. Like, excuse me, fuck you.
But when it's,
your whole outfit is ugly.
Yeah, have you looked in the mirror today? No, but, like, when it's your friend, like, you... That's how you can tell a real friend, because you don't get mad at them because you're like, oh yeah, they're like looking out for me, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, they want so the best true. For you.
Yeah.
And again, I only have this with very, very few people.
Few.
Very few.
Seriously few, because like I would get offended.
And also like some people just don't, I feel like if you have a friend that wouldn't tell you the truth to your face, I don't know, that's just not a real friend.
There's a lot of people out there.
That's not like a deep, deep friendship. Yeah. It might be a friend, but it's a different kind of friendship.
Yes, there's a lot of friendships and relationships out there I've noticed in my life anyways, where they'll just agree with you about everything you say to like, just keep the peace. Not even like it's going to cause an argument, but like, just instead of telling you you're wrong, they'd rather just be like nod and smile.
Exactly.
You know? So... moving on to relationships.
Yes. Our favorite part.
Yeah. The first one is when they treat everyone with respect.
Yes.
So, you know, like mothers, waiters, just strangers, basically.
Yeah.
And also family. Family's a huge, you know, not too mother nice to their mother, not too mommy's boy.
Yeah, because again, like the green flags that were sent in were all from females. So this is all from female perspective. Green flags for guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also like, if you look at a guy's relationship with his mom, it says a lot about how he knows how to treat females.
Exactly.
Same with sisters. Some people say that with sisters as well. I'm not sure about that as much as mom.
I think so too. I'm not sure. A sister is different because a sister is...
it's your sibling.
It's a sibling. You see it more as a friend.
If you don't have respect for your mom
as
one of their children, girl or boy, like... who do you have respect for?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Seriously,
if you think about it like that.
This person birthed you.
Yeah.
Put you on this world, like, raised you.
Yeah. Unless you have valid reasons not to like your parents, both, like, mom and dad, and you don't have, like, you're rude to them, and especially in front of other people. I mean, that is, like,
That's really bad.
Like, run for the hills.
Yeah.
Yeah. But green flag if you're nice.
Green flag if you're nice.
I keep turning it into a red flag. I'm so sorry. I can't help it.
No, but I agree. Like, treat everyone with respect, especially the mom. But then again, we don't like a mommy's boy.
Yeah. Also, that's just like, by the way, guys, bare minimum in life. Like, you should just treat people.
Yeah, that's the bare minimum.
Otherwise, you're a bad human.
Like, baby, you'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
I think especially waiters, like, you need to be respectful to waiters. Mm-hmm. You need to be respectful to anyone who, like, provides a service for you. Just to anyone in general. But I feel like this is a very common thing where people are just so rude to waiters. Yeah. And I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah.
Why would you speak to someone like that? Next one, which is kind of related, is we love a boy that's independent.
Yes. Independence, very important.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean necessarily financially or anything, but just like in your mind, because we feel like a lot of mommy's boys, it has to do with lack of independence.
Yeah. Like there are a lot of boys that are mommy's boys or whatever, they are codependent on their mom or just their parents in general.
Yeah.
And they don't really know how to, like, they've never been on, like, their parents have done everything for them. So they're kind of like, wait, you know, it's just like.
They're like, oh my God, how should I do this myself?
Yeah. It's a learning curve for them. But like, I'm going to wait until they've learned it and then I will look at them. Yeah, that's not my job.
Yeah. But I find, like, you know what? Like, if I compare me and my brother, I am so, now my brother, he became much, much better, but I'm so much more independent than this guy, than this little kid. I feel like maybe it's like a guy thing. Like, I feel like in general, guys are less emotionally, you know, like, independent than girls. Like, girls are so much quicker. You know how they say that girls as kids, like, they're much more mature than the guy immediately?
Yeah.
But it's true. And like, I really notice it. Even like now with my boyfriend, sometimes he does things and I'm like, seriously, you don't know how to do this?
Yeah.
And I'm like shocked. Yeah, I feel like sometimes, like you said, just like the parents just spoil the kids too much emotionally. And then, for example, when they will have to take a flight by themselves, they don't know where to pick up the suitcase. This is a real story, by the way.
Yeah, and like, it's just, it's actually, as a parent, you're doing your child a disfavor.
Like, for sure you're doing it a disfavor.
Like, it's much, like, I get when they're little babies, yeah, you have to help them, but like, at a certain age, you definitely need to let your children get on with it and figure things out for their own self. Otherwise, you know, they're not going to be able to do it when they're not living under your roof in a couple years.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, how are you going to do things independently?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be surprised, babe, how many people are unable to take a full flight by themselves.
Honestly. Or even when it comes to, like, simple decisions in life, when they have to ring their mom up and ask them for her opinion.
Like, it's going, like,
you are a grown person, make a decision yourself. Yeah. You do not need to ask your mom and dad's opinion on absolutely everything that goes down in your life. That's weird. I'm sorry. I think that's
from
weird.
A certain age, it's weird. Yeah, I think, like, yeah.
Big decisions, I get that. You need their advice. But, like, little things, like, just no. I'm sorry.
Like figure it out yourself.
Yeah, this Google
is what,
it.
Exactly. This is why, like, when I went to move abroad, this was such a harsh reality check on me. I've always been quite independent, I have to say. But, like, if I would have an issue here, like, I don't know, my light broke down. And I was like, oh, my God, what do I need to do? I would call my parents and my parents would be like, well, Lulu, we are not British. We don't know a British honeyman. Yeah. You need to figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
Open your phone.
That's true.
Open Google. Open your laptop. Find someone yourself. Ask your friends. So I, like, really...
Yeah.
Was like forced to be independent. And honestly, that is priceless for me.
I
will do the exact same thing with my kid. I will send my kid to fucking Timbuktu for a year and I'll be like, be independent. Because personally, I find nothing more unattractive than someone who's not independent.
I completely agree.
In that sense.
I really agree.
Babe, you'd be surprised. Some guys don't even know how to work a microwave.
No, I'm not surprised. Like, I can, like, I know someone who, like, would literally call their mom to figure out how long you should cook certain things for. I'm like,
Google it. Google it.
I'll Google it for you. Like, it's crazy.
It's a bit embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one we have is when they, which is kind of the same thing, but ambitious, career-driven, has a job.
There was a girl and she sent it. She was like, a green flag is a boy that has a job.
It's like, that's the bare minimum, but yes, true. I think there's nothing more attractive and sexy than someone who's, like, ambitious and, like, wakes up and, like, just can't wait to, like, get to work and, like, just, I love that.
It's also, like, low-key correlated to a positive mindset.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? Unless someone who wakes up and who's like, oh, like, I'm not in the mood to do anything today.
Yeah, like, just, like, negative.
It's that's, like, with both males and females. It's just, like, in a person.
Yeah,
that's
humans.
A human. That's unattractive.
Maybe we should have called this, like, human green flags.
Human green flags. But no, I agree. And, like, obviously, like, me and Millie are very traditional. So we love a career-driven man because we believe the man should be, for a big part, the provider in the relationship.
Agreed.
So, yeah, we love a man that has a job, basically. So we do not date people who do not have a job.
That's, like, the bare minimum, for real.
Been there, done that. Do not recommend.
Yeah, same.
The next one is someone who is emotionally intelligent. That is apparently a green flag.
Very big green flag for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, you know, when you try and date someone or have, like, a situationship with someone who doesn't get it the way that you get it, it's just, like, it's actually impossible. Like, how are they supposed to know that something's not okay or, like, something's upsetting if they're just not emotionally switched on in that way? And there's a lot of people that aren't. Like, a lot of people.
I was going to say both male and females are like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be, like, there's an issue with that. There are so many situations in my life where I'm like, there's no point in even trying to tell the person off because they just don't get it.
They just don't get it. They're just so emotionally stupid. I'm sorry.
So it's like, it's a shame, but then you just really can't really have you can't have the same kind of relationship you would be able to have with someone else.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
I agree.
Green flag if you are emotionally
intelligent.
Turning up there.
Turning up there. So then the next green flag that you guys sent in is he doesn't ask for nudes.
No, this is so true. I feel like it's such a... I was saying to Lulu when we read this, we don't sit around asking guys for, like, pictures of their ding dong, do we? Like, no. At least we don't. I don't know about other people, but
like, I'm sorry, I don't want to see whatever is between your legs.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't care.
So yeah, it's a huge green flag for me when someone's not like, oh, it's just not. I don't like it.
Green flag. It's just so immature.
It's a childish thing.
Send me a pic.
Yeah, it's a very young thing, I feel.
I feel like it's such a teenage thing.
Yeah.
Like, why? Back in the day, there wasn't even such a thing as, like, sending each other's pics.
No.
You just would meet up. The guy would make an effort. He would get into his car, come to you, and meet you up to see it in real life in 3D, which is much more impressive, by the way, than a pic.
Absolutely.
That's what I would say. I was like, if you want to see this, it's much more impressive than 3D. So sending it to you in 2D doesn't do my body justice. So I'm not going to send you a nude.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's always what I said.
Leave some for the imagination. I mean, geez.
No, it's just, no.
I don't like it. Like,
it's a turn off.
You know, don't ask. If I want to send them, I will. Like, it kind of gives me the ick.
Me too. It's like,
you know, you read it and you're like.
He's that kind of guy that has like his phone full of nudes, full of other girls. Literally. If you ask me nudes, you ask other girls also for nudes. So I'm probably not the only nude in your phone then.
Exactly.
If I would send it, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't. I'm really against it. I just think it's like a sign of laziness as well.
Yeah.
Why do you want to see a nude of me? Get in their fucking car. Come to me. And come see it for yourself.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with that mindset.
Why should I send you a nude? Unless you're in a long distance relationship.
Yeah, long distance.
Maybe that's just... But even then, like, I don't know. It's just so creepy.
Yeah, I find you never know what's going to happen.
Especially as a girl. Like, it's so like...
It reminds me of being like 18 and like 17. And like.
I find it very immature.
It's a green flag when people are good with animals.
Yes.
I cannot stress this enough. It is so true.
Millie is very, very passionate about
because
this.
Because dogs know. Well, animals, they know if you're a good person. Like, they know if you like them. They can sense it.
They do.
Which, I get it. Not everyone likes dogs, but, like, I don't understand how no one can like a dog. But it's just, it really says a lot to me.
You don't like a dog, okay, you don't like to have it in your house maybe because it sheds a lot of hair and maybe that, but like, how can you not like an animal?
Honestly, we don't deserve them. They're amazing.
No, there's nothing more loyal than a dog. Millie's right now literally petting mouse as we speak.
Aww.
Little appreciation for a little
He's
child.
So cute.
But I agree, like, people who don't like animals, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And what happened in your childhood?
There's just definitely two different, like, that is so black and white for me. If you like animals and if you don't, I honestly can say I don't have any friends that don't like dogs. None.
I could never be with like it have a friend that weird. Doesn't like a dog because I have a dog.
Yeah, that's true.
But even like before, I was like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
My mom always says someone who's not a friend with animals cannot be like a genuine person with like humans. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like someone who cannot be kind to like such an innocent creature cannot be kind to like, how can you be kind to humans?
Yeah.
Then?
So you don't like dogs, but you hang out with humans. Like, humans are way worse.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
In the beginning, my boyfriend was not a dog person. And I was like, you don't understand. Like, me and my dog come in a package. Like, we're a package deal. If you don't like my dog, you're not going to come to me.
No, it's so true.
And ever since, he's been faking it. But I feel like now he genuinely likes her.
Of course he does.
So then the next green flag in men, and a lot of girlies sent this in, is no too minimal social media presence. And especially doesn't like other girls' pics.
Yeah, definitely a green flag. Something I will not ignore moving forward.
I agree.
No, I think it's seriously a huge green flag. Like, okay, fine. Maybe I think you should have some form of social media.
Yeah,
if you don't have
it's
any,
weird.
It's like it's creepy. Weird. Like, or like what's happening?
Why don't you want to be found?
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's too much if they're posting like every day on Instagram or like their stories constantly up. You know, like you want like just like a, you know, once a month post.
Once a year. And it's like of his family. And if he has a girlfriend, it's the girlfriend.
Yeah.
By the way, if any guy's listening, no girl cares about your face on Instagram.
Yeah, they don't.
No girl cares about seeing your face on Instagram. They'll see your face in real life.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're doing a green flag episode, but it's a red flag. Boys that post selfies. No,
don't just post any pic of yourself. Like, we don't want to see you. I'm sorry, but we don't. Post a cute view, like things like that. You're not supposed to care about Instagram. You're a guy.
Yeah. And with that being said, the next one is when they post you on social media / don't hide you. That's a green flag. You shouldn't really have to like scroll on someone's Instagram trying to find if they have a girlfriend or not.
That's true.
Like, it should be obvious. Like,
it should be
like
obvious.
The last picture.
That's what I mean. Like, a guy should have social media. Like, having no social media is weird. Or like, if he posts so much and then he doesn't post his girlfriend, like, it's just weird. Like, why are you hiding?
Exactly.
Unless you're like a huge celebrity that, you know, wants to keep their private life.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Private, why are you hiding?
Yeah,
your
I agree.
Private, why are you hiding your girlfriend on your private Instagram with 300 followers?
I completely agree. It's weird.
It's just weird. Like, what are you trying to hide? I don't like it. And then obviously a guy that doesn't like another girl's pics on Instagram is also a huge green flag many girlies sent in. And I think that's just obvious.
That's obvious.
That's just obvious. It's just, as we said before, it's disrespectful. It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
And the girls also tell us that it's embarrassing. Yep. The girl will be like, this is embarrassing. This guy liked my pic. It's embarrassing. No, but then I know a lot of guys are like, oh, but I don't even think about what I like. Like, I just like it. I don't even think about what I like.
Shit.
That's fucking bullshit.
Sorry, but you had to double tap that. So you know.
The reason why they like it is because they want to be seen. They're like, oh my God, maybe she sees my like.
100%.
And yes, she sees it, but it's still embarrassing.
It's putting like a little glimpse of hope. Like, God knows what they think's gonna happen. I mean, I know for a fact I don't go through and see what guys liked my posts and DM them. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, first of all, I don't even see it. If there are guys who like my pics, I'm sorry, but I don't even see it.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And I frankly also don't care. So
it's
like,
just weird.
Yeah, and like, it's just embarrassing. Like, if you're single and you like every single pic of that girl, like, you think that girl's gonna notice?
Yeah, it's like, why are you doing that?
Why are you doing this?
Like,
if you want to talk
to
this,
you are.
No, but like, if you want to talk to this girl, if you're single and you want to talk to this girl, have balls on your body and DM the girl.
Yeah.
Get her number, message her, be like, hey, would love to meet you. You look good. Would love to
yeah, like,
get to know you.
What do they think's going to happen? Like, it's not like bloody Leonardo DiCaprio's liking the pic.
Exactly. You think like, that a heart is going to impress us girls? No.
Very weird.
So, and then if you do this and you're in a relationship, this is a huge red flag, girlies.
Oh my God.
And we don't have to explain you why.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, first of all, it's embarrassing because everyone sees it. So we people are scrolling and we see, oh, Jason liked Alice's pic. And we're like, wait, but Jason is in a relationship with Tiffany. Why is he liking Alice's pic? It's embarrassing. It's very public. Everyone can see it. It's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful towards your partner. That's the
towards
main
your
thing.
Partner. And it's embarrassing towards everyone.
Like, so you have no respect that you will go and publicly like basically a naked photo of someone for everyone, all of your current girlfriend's friends to see. That's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Like, you're mean.
It's disrespectful. And to be honest, this guy looks like a fucking twat. He's not impressing this girl whatsoever. In fact, this girl's probably going to be like, ew, this hoe just liked my pic. Because that's what
he'll
you look like. You look
like
a hoe.
That's weird. Why? Like, doesn't he? And no one's going to.
What's your end goal?
Yeah. Like, what? So she's going to now, you're going to get with her and she's going to be like, oh, but you had a girlfriend and you were like liking my photos. That's cheating. So then.
I agree.
Then she's going to know that that's how you are. And there's just no win-win. It's not nothing. There's no way to win in this scenario.
No.
You look like a fucking.
I agree. Unless you really know the girl and it's like a true friend of yours and like it's her graduation pic, fine. You don't need to start liking her bikini pics.
Mm-mm.
Also, as girls, we're not posting bikini pics for the guys. I'm sorry, we don't.
No.
We really don't. We don't care. We're posting for ourselves.
Yeah.
So we can look back when we're old and wrinkly and we can be like, oh my God, we actually looked really good.
Yeah.
That's why I post them.
That's very true. I didn't even think about that. Okay, the next one we have is the ability to handle conflict and navigate in a mature and calm way. This one's really like
deep. I feel like this is what both males and females a green flag.
Yeah, just in general. Like, I feel like it's something that maybe some people do. If they see this happening, they'll just kind of ignore it. But you shouldn't, because it really later on in life is a huge, like later on in the relationship. Well, you know, when you have an argument with them, you're going to want them to be able to talk about it in like a mature way and not just like fly off the rails.
Yeah.
And see red.
Yeah.
Like, that's not helpful.
I feel like the ability to handle conflict and then navigate through it is definitely something you learn. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, well, fortunately, in whatever way you want to look at it, it's something that you learn from home. It's your parents' job to learn their children how to navigate conflict.
Yeah.
Because this is something inevitable. This is always going to happen. And I feel like some people just, they don't learn it from home. And it's so bad because then if you meet those people as an adult, like those children as an adult, the moment you have a discussion with them, they think it's World War III.
Yeah, well, actually,
in fact, it's really bad. And it's just like you can't build upon anything. Because actually, if you have a conflict and if you have an argument and you get out of it, you come out of it stronger. Like if you overcome it, you come out of it stronger.
Yeah, so communication is key.
Yeah. So if you can never have arguments and if you can never come out on the other side stronger. Like, I'm sorry, your relationship is not going to grow. Your relationship is going to stay on the same thing.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be a friend who I meet for coffee who doesn't get to the level of I can have a discussion with you. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, they did learn it at home. They just learned their parents' version of how to deal with conflict.
Yeah, which is maybe like not dealing with it.
Exactly. Or dealing with it really badly, screaming, and that's how they win the argument. Or,
yeah.
You know, whatever it is. There's so many different ways, like just not dealing with it at all. They sort of shy away and like let the other person win, which also isn't dealing with it, by the way.
Exactly.
So it just depends how you were taught. Because everyone was taught, usually, majority of people. But yeah, it's scary.
Maybe just not the right way.
Yeah,
you're right.
Like it's up to our parents.
Okay, another green flag that you girlies sent in is they aren't afraid to apologize and they can admit their mistakes.
This is probably my top green flag.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. If you can't do that,
that's
good
true.
Luck having a relationship.
Yeah.
Like if I don't think I could ever date someone that wouldn't be able to admit when they're wrong and apologize.
That is
Those
a huge...
are like, you have to be able to do that to keep a relationship going.
Yeah.
It's also like
a part of maturing, I guess.
Yeah. Like, if you go through life not admitting that you've ever been wrong, I mean, geez.
That's really bad. Again,
Exhausting. Something
you get taught from home.
So the next one we have is when someone's very attentive towards you. And I feel like that, for me, it's a really green flag. Like, it's a bonus. Like, you know, of course, if someone doesn't notice that you had a bad day, like, that's not nice.
Exactly.
You know? You shouldn't have to, like, explain that. They should be able to sense it in your mood, you know?
Exactly.
You should have to be like, you know... If you, like, for example, if you've just done all the cooking and you're tired and normally you would do the washing up, but your husband's realized that you've had a bad day and he does it for you.
There is, this is neon green. I love it. Neon
that
green.
Sounds like
it's attentive.
Heaven. Yeah, that's attentive behavior. And
yeah.
We like it. We're here for that. That's a green flag.
Exactly. And like, we just love it. It's so like, it's such a nice thing to do.
Yeah, it is nice.
It's just like the gesture.
Yeah, it's a good gesture.
Love it. Okay, so the next green flag you really sent in is, ooh, a man that can cook.
I do like this. In my past relationship, he did the most of the cooking. And it was not so much like it's a deal breaker for me, but it's very, I would say it's a plus. Because I can cook myself. So it's not like you have to, like... It's not like I won't date someone that can't cook because I can cook as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it definitely is. It's a nice thing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you can just like hang out on the sofa while he like cooks you dinner. It's like perfect. Love it.
I agree. I think I love a guy who can cook as well. But I think it's also because a lot of girls, I guess they do the cleaning because guys, a lot of guys hate the cleaning.
Yeah.
And it's like a matter of like you divide the household tasks.
Yeah, you make it fair.
So the woman... Cleans,
do
the
washing
man cooks.
Up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or vice versa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
I don't think it's fair when the woman cooks and does the washing up every night. Like, that's like, oh my God. Come on. Help.
I agree.
Help a bit.
I agree. Help a bit, please.
Yeah. At the end of the day, everyone's exhausted, not just the man.
I think for me, a man who cooks is definitely a green flag because I hate cooking.
Yeah.
So if I'm not going to cook, then what are our children going to eat?
Yeah. No.
So I need a man who cooks.
I definitely think, actually, I take it back. You should be able to cook. Everyone should be able to do it if they need to do it. Because like you said, if you're away or something and your children need to be fed, who's going to feed them? Like, you better know how to cook.
You can't feed your kids on Deliveroo.
The next one we have is no computer games or video games in general. For me, like, huge green flag. I can't think of a bigger ick than a boy who plays video games. No. With like a headset on and they're like... The way they like to spend their free time is like gaming at the computer and get like all worked up about it. What is that?
I'm so glad I never had to have this in my life.
No.
I never had to witness this in my life.
This is terrible. Do not do this, please. Like, try. It's just such a... Go outside, you know?
Yeah, it's like, it's maybe a bit childish. It's like, what are you doing?
I don't like it. It's not for me. But again, I spend a lot of time looking at my phone, so people probably have an issue with that as well. Yeah, so definitely green flag if they don't play video games.
Yeah, agreed. So then the next green flag that a girlie sent in is if he hasn't had his first love yet, in between brackets, I want to be his first love.
I mean, yeah, that's like obviously, that's like ideal, but
that's not real life.
Sometimes, you know, when you're single in like your later 20s, most men have been in love.
Yeah.
By the time they've been like 25, for sure.
I think so. Like, I think so too.
It's really rare to meet
I think it's really rare.
Been in love past like 20, I'd say 26, 27. I'd
say for guys, like I would give it until like 28. Because for example, I know a lot of guys that haven't had their first love yet and they're like 26.
Yeah, because they don't want to commit to
it. But then again, I know guys that are like 23 and they've had their first love yet. It obviously depends. But I think especially in your late 20s, it's very rare for you to be someone else's first love. Yeah, like
I agree.
Everyone has had probably multiple love experiences then.
Like, obviously, it would be nice, but I don't think it means that you won't have a successful relationship with someone who has had their first love. Like, also, if you think about it,
your first love is mostly not your biggest love,
and by the way. And also, it's actually a green flag for me, someone who's already been in love, because they know how to navigate through like certain things that will come up in a relationship.
Yeah, you don't have to teach them.
And I'm not here to like, I've already done that with someone else. I don't want to do that with another person when I already know. Like,
yeah, you know I mean? Agree. Like, I don't want to teach all these things again to a guy.
Yeah.
Like, been there, done that. Like, I'm not here to raise a child. Yeah. I'm here to meet a man.
A man. Yeah.
A man.
A man.
And also, by the way, girlies, your first love isn't necessarily your biggest love.
No.
My very first love experience was not the person who I was in love with the most to date. So, yeah. No,
me either, actually. Yeah, and you think at the time, you're like, it's so hard to see that you'll love someone else more.
Yeah.
But you will.
You will.
You will.
You will, because next time, like when you have a new relationship, you will look for things that were missing in that new person. And like, you always elevate.
It's like a building.
Yeah.
Way of building up to the guy that you actually
are. You never downgrade. You always upgrade.
Hopefully.
And sorry?
I said hopefully.
Hopefully, true. Hopefully. normally, you always upgrade. And like, I don't know, like the love, I don't believe that your first love is your biggest love. That would be very sad. Jesus Christ. My first boyfriend when I was 18, like imagine that was my biggest love. That was going to be so sad.
Well, same. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, like no way.
The next one we have is that the next one that you guys sent in was when someone tells you off in private, not in front of their parents or other people, which I think is so true. Like if you're wrong about something, fine. He can take note of it and let you know when you go to bed at night.
Yeah,
not
true.
At the dinner table in front of his parents. Like, are you okay? I've had that. I've had it where I've been told off in front of their family. I was the only, like, it makes you feel so small. It's so mean. And it's just like, really? Did you have to do it then?
But it's also bad because you make your significant other, I think especially with family, you make that significant other look bad in front of your family.
Yeah,
your family is actually the most important people that should approve your relationship.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so then the next green flag that you guys sent in is he's cute and handsome, but he doesn't know it. He doesn't care too much about his looks.
I like this.
I think it's
huge green flag.
Such a green flag.
Aren't like spending loads of time in front of the mirror.
I don't like guys to look in the mirror every time they pass it. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. Are you a girl? Are you a girl?
If your boyfriend spends more time in front of the mirror than you, that's not good. It's not a good thing.
Just like in general, a person who looks in the mirror every time they pass it, it's just like a bit like narcissistic vibes. You know what I mean? But I feel like with a girl, it's more acceptable because we generally do spend more effort on how we look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a bit self-obsessive when...
But with a guy, like, it's just very unmanly.
Yeah.
It gives me very, like, I don't know, it's not nice. And it gives me, I don't know, like, insecure vibes.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's hypocrite to say because us girls do it. So I don't know how to explain this, but it's just different when a guy does it.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. And they know it's wrong as well. They're like trying to hide that they're looking in the mirror. I'm like,
it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Definitely green flag when they don't, you know, they're just like confident and like not look like spending ages on how they look.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
It's just like a manly thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next green flag that you guys sent in was when they don't flinch when you touch their phone. That's a huge one, actually.
Yes.
Because you get a lot of people where they touch your phone and they're like, you know, like trying to like see like what's she on now.
Like, yeah, yeah. They're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Like they physically look uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
No.
They're cringing in front
of
you.
It's like, what is on? Then you're just thinking like, oh my God, what is on here? Like, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So if he doesn't flinch, that's a green flag. Yeah. If he does flinch, that's a red flag. Means that there's something on his phone that he doesn't want you to see. Basically.
Yeah, like pay attention to their body language when you have their phone. Also, if they just don't flat out don't let you have their phone, that's not good.
Also, to be honest, you know what I think is a red flag? Sorry to start about red flags. A guy that has like a 6-digit password.
Yeah.
What is on there? State secrets. Are you the president of the United States? Why do you have a 6-digit code on your phone?
Yeah.
No. A 4-digit is fine. You have face recognition. It's enough. Why does it need to be 6 digits? But sorry, not even a bank card has more than 4 digits.
True.
It has 4 digits. A PIN code is 4 digits. So why does your phone have 6 digits?
Yeah, that's very true.
Does it have something more important on there than your bank account? So no. For me, that's a red flag. So then the next green flag that you guys sent in is he loves to do couples Halloween costumes.
I love this one because I've never had this and I cannot wait. That is going to be number 2. My checkbox.
Yeah.
I have to dress up as like Barbie and Ken with me 1 year.
Yeah. And like they're even not supposed to care. They're going to be like, honey, whatever you want.
Yeah. Because it's a green flag when they're like, whatever you want. Anything for you.
Like,
love it.
A guy is not supposed to care what he's going to be dressed in Halloween. Like, no one's looking at you. Everyone's looking at the girl, let's be honest.
Exactly. And also, if it makes your partner happy, you should do it.
It's cute, but it's really cute. It's cute for pictures. And like, if it makes your girl happy, just fucking do it.
Absolutely.
What do you care?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's happy so many, wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life. I like that. Mm-hmm. And also, there's so many cute couple costumes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ought to be Hugh Hefner and Playboy Bunny.
Love.
No one wanted to do that with me. Mm-hmm. Or like Richard Gere and Pretty Woman.
Okay, the next green flag that you guys sent in was brings you snacks and buys you tampons. This is true. This is so true.
Yes.
Like, you know, when you're having your period and the last thing you want to do is run to the supermarket to get tampons, I'm sorry, but your boyfriend better be doing it.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, do you want to switch? Would you rather be in pain on the sofa? Because otherwise, go to the store.
You know? I agree. It's the least he can do.
It's like an ego thing. They don't want to carry the tampons around in their basket or cart. It's like, shut up.
I don't understand. Like, why do you think it's embarrassing to have tampons? Like, it's clear, honey. It's not you having your period. Like, we get it. You have a girlfriend. And actually, that's a cool thing, having a girlfriend.
Yeah, and also, it's you look so compassionate if you're going and, like, buying. You know, it's just, honestly, I think boys view it the wrong way. When I see a guy carrying tampons around, I'm like, that is so sweet.
You know what? Yeah, you know what I feel? Like, if a box of fucking tampons can take away your masculinity, honey, you have bigger issues.
Yeah.
Like, really. It's so true.
That's so, so true.
So, just buy your girlfriend tampons, for Christ's sake, because a girl's in pain, and just get it. There's no big deal. The only one who's making a big deal out of it is you. Like, no one cares.
Exactly.
Exactly. We love a man who takes care of his woman every week of the month, including the lady week. Big, big green flag. Okay, so then the next green flag that you guys sent in is he compliments your makeup.
Yeah, or just in general, like compliments your outfit, everything that makes you feel good when you've spent time like doing something. I think that's good.
I think that's the key. When you put effort into something, like he compliments you on it.
Yeah, or like when something's important to you, it's also important to them. That's a whole other one. I just made that up. But you know what I mean? Like, that's so, such a green flag.
But it's a two-way street. Like, if my man spends 6 hours on a presentation, I'll be like, honey, that presentation looks top-notch.
Exactly.
Even if it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'll be like, honey, that presentation looks top-notch.
Well done.
You have the most beautiful presentation in the country.
Yeah.
Even if it really isn't, I will still tell him, fucking amazing. I could have not done it better.
Yeah.
Which is probably the case. Yeah. But yeah.
Very true.
It's just like when someone put time into something, you compliment that person.
Yeah.
And it's a 2-second thing. And it makes the biggest difference. Like, it makes you feel so good.
It's sort of like being supportive in friendships, right? It's the same thing.
Same thing.
With relationships.
But also, I feel like complimenting with makeup, I understand that certain one, because a lot of guys are like, ew, like, why are you wearing makeup? Like, don't wear makeup. I don't know, but like, a lot of guys just hate makeup.
Yeah.
And like, I am also someone who wears makeup. And like in my previous relationships, I heard a lot like, ew, like take off your makeup. Like it's ugly. Like why do you wear so much makeup? even though I don't think I wear that much makeup.
I'm like looking at you, I'm like, you don't really have that much makeup at all.
Like, not obviously I wear makeup, like, I do like the full bronzer, you know, the whole shebang, but like, I always got so bad for wearing makeup. And now my current boyfriend, he's like, oh my God, love your makeup. Your makeup looks beautiful today. And I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, thank you. Like, yeah. It makes me feel really good.
That's cute.
So it's really cute.
Yeah. Girls like it to be complimented on their
makeup. Yeah. Because I also do it with my friends. Like, oh my God, your makeup looks so good today.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
It's really nice. It's nice to hear.
The next green flag is they let you spend time with your friends.
Huge green flag.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the other way around, it's like really scary when they're like so controlling that you can't even go have like a lunch date with a friend.
Which is a lot of times the case.
Yeah, it's huge green flag when they're like, or even like when they're sort of persuading you to go spend time. Like, that's like,
that is neon green.
Yeah, don't take that for granted.
No. Yeah, because a lot of boys who don't let you go out with your friends is out of insecurity.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid that you're going to cheat. And the fact that they think like that probably means that they do it themselves. I don't know. I have like this whole reverse psychology.
It is a weird thing. Like,
yeah. Yeah, like, I'll never know because I'm not a man. You know, I obviously don't think like a man. But it's just like a weird thing. Like, why can you have your boys' nights and why can't I have my girls' nights? Just like a very toxic possessiveness.
Oh, yeah. If they're having their boys' nights and then they're telling you that you can't go out and your girls' nights, that's a whole other thing. That's ridiculous.
I've had that.
I know people that they just both don't go out, which is also wrong. But yeah, if he can do it and you can't, what?
Yeah.
The hell's that?
And also, if they both can't go out, that's also wrong, because then your only social life is each other. And I mean,
that goes up in flames, let me tell you.
Yeah, like, I'm all due respect, you can love this boy as much as you want, but not I can look 60 years at the same face kind of love.
No,
like, need, that's like, not the case.
You need your fun girls nights. Sorry.
Yeah, like, you need social contact. It's healthy. Okay, so the next green flag that you girly sent in is he makes an effort with your family and friends.
Yeah, this one's huge, 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 I think.
Yeah. I like that one.
I've definitely had it in a relationship where my boyfriend didn't make any effort with my family or friends, and they would always question it, like, why did he not, you know, why didn't I see him and all this stuff? And it's like, it's not a good look.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really bad look.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, it just means that they don't like your boyfriend, which then is like hard for you to be. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
They should definitely go out of their way to like, I'm not saying they need to go out of the way and like try and please them and like try and win them over, but like just, you know, like the bare minimum at least, like attend a family lunch every once in a while, or, you know, go on a summer holiday with them at least once, like stuff like this, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if they invite you, like, go, like, you don't have to go every time. No. Again, your social calendar shouldn't be their social calendar.
You
have
overdo
your
it.
Exactly. You have your own life, because this is also something, like, I don't know, like, coming very close with your in-laws can be sensitive.
Yeah,
it is tricky. Like, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
So I've heard boundaries. A lot of horror stories. So, like, keep it at a friendly note.
Yeah,
you know, and like at a respectful note. Like, mm-hmm. Do the needed effort, but like, yeah, no need to become best friends, but just like, you know, respectful effort.
I agree.
I think that's good.
So this next green flag is that they educate you without making you feel dumb, / they don't mansplain it to you.
Yeah, the mansplaining.
Which I think I can relate to this. Like, to be fair, sometimes when someone doesn't know something, I'm also like, you know, like so shocked. But as long as it's not coming from a bad place, I think it's okay. But you know, you have those people that when you don't know something, they literally like look at you like you're like this big. And it's like, shut up. Like, sorry, you know?
Yeah.
But also mansplaining things, it's like, I don't know it because I don't care to know it. First of all, let's get that straight. If I needed to know it, I would have found out by now.
Yeah, true.
So it's like, just, yeah, I hate that. And that's not even just in relationships. That's in general in life. It's like, go away.
Yeah, because like, if you don't understand something, obviously, you will ask the person who's closest to you, you know what I mean? And mostly, yeah, like in a relationship, at a certain point, it's like you will ask your boyfriend, you know?
Yeah.
And if he then treats you like a dumb bitch, I mean, then you will never, you start feeling ashamed asking him for help. And it's actually bad because it will move you further apart, and it's just sad.
Exactly. You should it's not feel good. Uncomfortable to ask your friend or boyfriend what this is or what this means. Because then you'll feel like every time you come across something that you don't know, you'll be like shy to be like, you know?
Yeah.
To admit that you don't know what it is.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's not how you learn. And then you'll just like, you won't want to ask anymore.
Yeah.
It's
I can actually relate to that as well.
Yeah. And then the last green flags that you girly sent in is he sends you flowers, but not as an apology.
This, yeah.
Huge green flag.
I like this one. You know, because like, obviously Valentine's Day, whatever, everyone gets flowers on Valentine's Day if you're in a relationship, hopefully. But I honestly feel like boys, like Valentine's Day is for me, for people who never, it's a holiday because it's for boys who never give their girlfriends flowers like throughout the year. Like yeah. they have to do it on that day, which is like kind of nice to make a dedicated day about that. But you should be doing that more than just one day of the year. Absolutely should be.
I agree.
How come it's only one day?
Sometimes just like, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Or like, thank you for doing this for me. Here, yeah. a bunch of flowers.
I mean, as long as your girlfriend likes flowers. If she doesn't like flowers and whatever, get her something that she likes. But you know what I mean? Like, just it doesn't have to be expensive. Just little things. And like, same for us with them.
Yeah.
I don't know what we get.
I never got a man flowers, actually.
Never flowers. No.
No. I once saw this trend on TikTok. Chocolate? Like, why don't men receive flowers?
They don't like flowers.
Yeah,
as
I don't
much.
Think they like flowers.
Not as much as girls. Like, we like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Again, we can't speak for everyone, but yeah.
Yeah. No one I've dated would have liked to receive flowers, I don't think.
No, they would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. This for you?
But yeah, I also find, like, as a guy, if you only give your girlfriend flowers to make something right, it will make your girlfriend hate flowers.
Yeah, true.
Old girls that hate flowers, it's because of that. So guys, don't give your girlfriends flowers as an apology. Give your genuine apology as an apology.
Yeah, don't associate it with anything, actually.
No, because your girl's going to hate flowers.
And I used to know someone who would give, like, bags. And also, like, I mean, you shouldn't apologize that much. But then if you do, every time you apologize, she's going to expect a bag. It's, like, dumb.
Or flowers.
Boys are dumb.
Boys. Some boys are dumb, yeah. Not all of them, but many. So
that was the last green flag, you guys.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed, as usual. And we hope you enjoyed our positive outlook on friendships and relationships.
Even though like half of it was like red flags, yeah. We're like, that is not okay.
I know. It's hard. It's hard not to like turn it around and be like, actually, this is why it's a green flag. Because the other way is horrible.
But yeah.
In any case, if you don't follow us on Instagram, it's Girls World Podcast.
Yes.
YouTube, TikTok, the whole shebang.
And if you have any dilemmas for our BSA episodes, please DM us.
Yes.
Just on our Instagram. Just DM us your dilemmas. And we can't wait to hear them and to read them.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.